Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is, whoops, scheduling mistakes. We've all done it. When thinking of something that needs addressed, that needs done, we've all said, I'll get it in tomorrow. We all treat tomorrow as this magical place where the time constraints we're facing today don't exist, as if tomorrow has none of its own must-dos or necessary events or errands or things that need done. As if tomorrow is this wonderful land where the abundance of time seems to be as free-flowing as the air we breathe today. But how does that tomorrow ever turn out? Well, it turns into today. And what we never have enough of today is time. It seems like somewhere in the transition of our tomorrows becoming today's, that time seems to vanish. So why do you think that's the case? Where does all that time go? Well, time seems to disappear because when we say we'll do something tomorrow, we never actually plan when we're going to do it. We just shove the title of that work into our tomorrow and release ourselves of that pressure today. We just want it gone and have the sense of relief from the burden of that work. But, yet, as every single tomorrow becomes a today, that burden, that pressure comes right back. Now, I used to be one of the worst people at this with regular life stuff, so I've always been good, well, mostly good, about nutrition and training. I've never put off starting my diet until quote-unquote tomorrow, because I knew that if I did, I'd never actually start it. So instead, I forced myself to start something right then and there whenever I thought of a goal or thought of something that I knew I should do that would be good for me. I knew that if I had pushed off the burden of today's tomorrows, that I'd just do the same with tomorrow's tomorrow. So it would always be tomorrow. I was able to be disciplined and started my diets and my training routines in the today's because it was a high priority to me. And even though diets and training are hard, I liked the challenge. I liked the feeling they gave me when I was on point and being productive. I felt proud of myself. I could see the physical changes, like over time. I felt more in control of my life, and I felt more confident about myself. So why, then, do I struggle with other things in life, like cleaning my house or cleaning my car or dealing with stupid bills like insurance and phone bills and all that other crap you gotta pay in life? So why, if I know being proactive towards training and nutrition make me feel better, why do I not carry that same proactiveness, that same discipline, into other areas of my life? Well, I think it's two parts. I discredit the value of those other things, and I feel I don't have the best of myself to give all of those things while I'm also trying to give the best of myself to my training and my diet. So in other words, I already feel maxed out. And I'd be willing to bet you feel the same. So you already feel burdened with the things you already have to do, and you don't see the value in those other things in regards to overcoming the tiredness, fatigue, and burdensome that you already feel now. But usually that's only until we're reminded of the value of those things. So we don't think they're very valuable until something comes up and then all of a sudden, bam, we wish we'd have done them. So for example, to my dad's disappointment, I'm not very good at keeping up with cleaning the inside of my car. So the outside gets at least washed when it rains, but the inside never gets addressed. And why not? I don't really like cleaning the inside of my car. It's kind of boring. And for what I want my car to do, which is carry me from point A to point B, the cleanliness of the inside doesn't seem all that important. But what if I plan to pick up a friend or go on a date? All of a sudden, the cleanliness of that car becomes an instant priority. But by then, the thing is so dang dirty, it almost seems impossible to get it presentable. And I usually only left myself with about 5 or 10 minutes to do so because, of course, I hadn't done anything about it. And all of a sudden, that moment that it became important, I didn't really have any time planned to address it. So you just kind of like frantically try to hurry up. You do a half-assed job, and that's all that ever gets done. Or a worse scenario is you get surprised when you're not ready at all. And maybe a person has to get into your car right now, and you immediately feel embarrassed about the way it looks. Well, we've all been there, right? So maybe not the date in the car experience, but we've all had that experience. We put something off over and over, time and time again, only to then be painfully reminded of how important that thing was in a moment when it's too late to address it. So I had another similar experience that I regret. I had lost my driver's license, not due to bad driving, I literally just physically lost it, and put off getting a new one because I didn't want to have to go to the DMV. So I later found out you could actually do it online, but I found that out way too late. So during the time without the license, I went with a friend to the beach. And we were walking along the strip of the beach looking at like the social nightlife type attractions. And we came across a piano bar. And we both thought it'd be really cool to go in and get a drink or two while we sat and watched and listened to the pianos. Well, you can guess what happened. I procrastinated on getting that stupid driver's license renewed, and therefore I didn't have a license to get into the bar. And although I look undoubtedly over 21, we weren't able to go in. So I absolutely hate that memory. So I have a lot of guilt over that memory. I hate that memory. And I hate that I caused my friend to miss out on a fun moment in their life. And in fact, I hate that memory so much that I remind myself of it every single time I'm about to be lazy and put something off. So if I'm going to procrastinate on something, I remind myself of that piano bar and of my friend, and that motivates me to get the thing done instead of putting it off. So I absolutely, absolutely hate that memory. But the only thing I can do with that hate is use it as motivation to not do it again. So we've all been in the moment when our procrastination caused us discomfort. Either the discomfort of embarrassment, since our car was dirty, or the discomfort of having to live with the guilt of denying a friend an enjoyable memory. And obviously the details are different for you, but we all have those types of moments. And the key is, did you learn from yours? Have you changed anything about your behavior? Did the discomfort hurt bad enough that you're willing to change? Or how bad will it have to hurt before you're willing to change? How severe of a disappointment, how severe of a hurt is your procrastination going to have to cause you before you recognize it needs changed? Okay? Now, if you do want to change, if you felt enough hurt, or if you want to avoid any more hurt, how do you change? First, don't put stuff off until the fantasy land of tomorrow. We schedule the time for the work needed today. That's how we address it today. So maybe we can't get it done today, but we can schedule the time needed to get it done, and we can make that scheduling today. Okay? So we can estimate how much time is needed, and then look ahead in our schedule and set aside that time in the future days to come. Doing things tomorrow is okay if you actually plan the time for them to be done tomorrow. And that's the key to scheduling, planning the time, not the event. Don't just say what needs done tomorrow, plan a time to actually do it. Now, we've discussed this concept actually kind of recently in the podcast, but I wanted to present it in a new way due to some experiences and conversations I had with clients. I had a client come to the realization that her tomorrows were only hurting her and continuing her cycle of a disappointment and failure. Each day, when her tomorrow became today, she wasn't able to get the workload done. In each day, she felt like a failure. In each day, she became less and less motivated to do the right things, less and less motivated to even be happy in her life, and she fell into depression. Don't be a victim of this cycle. Don't put off today's work until tomorrow. Address it today. Like I said, it may not be possible to do the work of it today, but you can plan the work needed for it today. Plan the time. Allot that time in your schedule. That's how you correct this common scheduling mistake. Don't focus on what needs done. You need to also focus on when it's to be done. If you address both parts, the what and the when, you'll control your happiness. You'll control your tomorrow, and thus, you'll be in more control of your todays. So don't wait until the hurt gets bad enough, or worse, until you hurt someone else and you can't take it back. Fix your procrastination today. Do the right things today. And part of that is scheduling tomorrow's work. Don't put things off until tomorrow without addressing when they're going to be done tomorrow. Okay? So hopefully this gives you a good perspective and can help you be in more control of your life. If you're feeling that depression and disappointment, start trying to schedule your work. It may take a while to dig yourself out of a hole, but start scheduling it. Prioritize what actually needs done, get rid of everything you can say no to, and get caught up. And then from there on, schedule the time, not just the event. Okay, hopefully this has helped. If you want more information from us, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share them. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggested topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us. This podcast is for you. So tell us what you want to learn about. You can reach out to us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.